I thought that markets are a gamble, stock market etc. hai, never having traded a single share myself. What isn't all the successful traders and investors ki wo paise banate hain, I'm not able to do that.
But I'll give you one thumb rule or what we call the guru mantra. If you learn this, you will become a lambi race ka ghoda in stock market.
Hello and welcome to the Josh Talks podcast, where we speak to inspiring individuals across India. I'm your host, Siddhant Nag, and today we're speaking to Vishal and Meghna Malkan, a couple who through their training institute, Malkan's View, empower people to build wealth through trading and the stock market. Hello Vishal and Meghna, welcome to the Josh Talks podcast. Investing in stocks can help build savings and wealth, however, people are always wary of the risks involved. With your experience, tell us, can the stock market truly become a source of income regardless of one's profession?
How we look at stock market is gambling, speculation, risk, hai, all that. But if I tell you, if you can do it professionally, systematically, then it will be a completely different ball game. Now let's talk about professional stock trading. You need to learn, then you need to practice, and then you become a profession. Right? In the same way, when you learn about stock market, there are two ways. One is the fundamental analysis and one is the technical analysis. Fundamental analysis, there are a lot many things you need to study, like the sales report, the equity report, the balance sheet, the ratios, the management, the promoters, international markets, competitors, everything. Now this is not for everyone. You don't have that much time, you don't have that much skill, or you don't have that much data. Right? So for the common man, the only respite is technical analysis. Now, I've been teaching technical analysis in the last 15 years in our training institute and trained thousands of people, and be it a layman or be it a professional.
Meghna, in the past, the world may have made it seem like only certain individuals are capable of participating in the stock market. What do you think?
The stock market, trading and investing is no longer the domain of the men. It's high time the women step up. Start to begin to take care and handle our own finances and the return that our money generates. And I believe this could be the best way to do it. Technical analysis is extremely simple. Itni simple hai, jaise Vishal ne bataya, even a 10-year-old can understand. If I can do it, I believe anyone can do it. Me being a corporate lawyer with no background in stock market and being a maths nerd, I had no clue how the numbers work. If I can become a trader, I believe all of us can do it.
If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more inspiring talks like this, then don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon next to it. Now, let's continue. It's important to create a system and structure with investing to actually capitalize on the market. So according to you, how can someone go about this as a professional would?
So there are three basic trends in market: uptrend, downtrend, and sideways market. Now, if you want to become a professional trader, there are four steps to it. What are the four steps? The first one is the tools management. In technical analysis, there are a lot many tools. Like you must have heard names like candlestick patterns, MACD, RSI, all that. What I've learned in my 27 years of trading career, that you don't need to master all. You just need to master one. Till I met a veteran trader, Larry Williams, in India, and he told me that you master one tool. Go deep, not broad. And since last 15 years, I've been mastering one tool called RSI. All my trading systems, be it the short term, the long term, the medium term, all my training programs cover RSI in different way. If you master one, you can become a professional trader. Now, the first step is to identify which tool you want to use. And then the next step comes to the trading system. What is a trading system? System means there is a process. There are rules. When do you buy? When do you sell? When do you exit? When do you exit in a loss? When do you exit in a profit? All this is covered in trading system. There are different kinds of trading systems like momentum trading system, volatility trading system, intraday trading system, scalping, positional trading system, long-term trading system. Again, you have to master only one or two based on your profession. Do you have the time to do intraday trading? As a trader, as a trainer, I would not recommend if you are new to stock market. Intraday trading involves a lot of stress, a lot of decision making, and plus it's like a job. The day you don't trade, you don't make money. We want to make money while we are working something else or while we are sleeping actually, and that's when we need to do the positional trading or the swing trading. Once you learn this trading system, which is process driven, where you have exact roadmap, then it rules out all your subjectivity. You know how most people trade: gut feeling, news, tips, calls, views. They are subjective. You can't repeat them. And what is the importance of a system or objectivity? That you can repeat them, you can duplicate them, you can do it in multiple stocks, multiple times, and you don't need to worry about what the market will do because you have a rule-based process. You have to buy, you have to sell, you have to put a stop loss. Now comes the third part, which is called risk management. And I tell you, risk management is very important. That's where most people falter. I have done that mistake a lot many times in my life, but I learned this one lesson very early when I was 16 years of age. I used to go to the stock market building, leaving my college, and there I used to start learning about stock trading. And there was a person who was a senior, who was an expert. He told me that, come here. I said, what is it? He said, you want to learn stock market? I said, yes. He told me that I'll give you one thumb rule, or what we call the guru mantra. If you learn this, you will become a lambi race ka ghoda in stock market. And I was so excited. I said, tell me. And it was simple. You know what is that thumb rule? Learn to book a loss. It's so simple, right? But nobody does it. If you buy a stock at 100, it goes to 90. What does your mind tell you? The market says you are wrong. But the mind says, oh, let's wait for some time. Oh, there's a temporary inflation or recession or China problem and all that. I'll hold it. Then it goes to 70. Now the market is shouting at you that you are wrong. But it hurts our ego when somebody says you are wrong. So we try to protect it. In fact, we try to do it by averaging more. We buy more stock. And then it goes to 50. Now market is like loud and clear that you are dead wrong. But you will say, I'm a long-term investor. That's how most long-term investors are born. Right? You buy a stock, it goes down, you hold on. Now, tell me, where is the problem? Is the market a problem or is your mind a problem? And that's what we are going to cover in the second part of the session, when Meghna is going to talk about how mindset plays a very important role in stock trading. It's the mind which tricks us. Now, when you buy at 100, when it goes to 90, it's always in your control to book that loss. And when I learned this lesson from that gentleman, he told me that learn to book a loss. And he also told me that either you cut your finger or you cut your hand. And that lesson went so well in my mind. In the last 27 years of trading career, I did lot many losses. But I always cut my finger. At the most, I cut my wrist, but never cut my hand. And that's why I'm still talking here on this Joe Stock video. Right? So I strongly recommend that if you want to become a trader, first of all, in the first year, don't even think about making money. Think about surviving the market. Think of being on the pitch. Right? Like in cricket language, we say, agar wicket hoga, to run banega. Aapki wicket aapka capital hai. Agar aapka capital bachega, to aap run bana paoge. So first year is always about survival. Don't think about making money. Think about how I can survive the market. How can I understand the market? How I can understand the tools and the trade and the tricks of the market. And then start going ahead like any other profession. Right? So this is the third part. Now comes the fourth and the most important part, which is called mindset.
My journey started only out of curiosity of learning, how does the stock market work? How does my husband make money? Is it really a gamble? Or is there some method to the madness? Dheere dheere, I started learning, I discovered, maybe there is some sense in what Vishal was doing. Maybe there was some method to the whole madness, ki charts dekhke kaise trade or invest karte, and that's how I started my journey. The more I learned, the more I got to know that I could do it. I was someone who was petrified of numbers. I thought that numbers is just not my game. But then gradually I discovered that part of myself which could become a trader. Karte karte, lekin one thing I realized, that I was not able to make money the same way that Vishal does. Eventually, you know, when I put all my savings into stock market, and coming from a middle class background, I lost all of it. And that time I discovered that maybe there's something which I'm not able to crack. What is it in Vishal that is he's making money and I'm not able to do that? What is it in all the successful traders and investors ki wo paise banate and I'm not able to do that? That, guys, that day I started my quest of uncovering kaisi kaun si cheez hai jo logo ko market mein paisa banane ke liye madad karti hai. And that's how I stumbled upon a very important thing called trading mindset. You need the right mindset to trade.
With the right research, it's possible to be successful. And every investor must take the responsibility of educating themselves as much as possible. What would be your advice on this count?
Let's say you're 25 and you want to start trading in stock market. How do you start that? First of all, I would say that you need to invest your time, energy and money, not in stocks, but in yourself to learn the skill. which is about books, which is about courses and programs, that you get properly coached as a sport. Like any other sport, you need a coach. Trading is also a sport, like a game. You need a coach in that as well, right? So invest yourself, learn the skill, learn, master the tools, master technicals or fundamental, whichever suits you, and then start your trading career. Now, once you start with 10 lakhs, now, if you look at any other business, when we talk about businesses, we are looking at least 20-25% return, right? If you are other than that, if you put your money in FD and all that, you'll get 7-10%. But if you want to do any business, you will look at a return of 20-25%. And if you do it systematically, the way I explained, right, you can achieve that number. Now, by the way, in the last year, 2022, there is a US trading championship where I took part and I was able to generate 80% return on futures and options, on futures and options category. And this was done without any intraday trade. This was done without any BTST or very short-term trades. It was all done positional while I was traveling, while I was doing programs, while I was doing podcasts, and I generated this 80% return. Now, I don't say that you can make 80% in the first year, but your target should be making 20-25% once you learn the skill. While learning, you should not expect to make money. While learning, you should expect to learn and master the skill. Once you have this confidence, once you have the skills in your bucket, then you can start investing professionally.
Coaching. This is something this is the fifth step which none of us can miss, guys. The thing is, you know, there is someone who's already walked the path before you and has done all the mistakes and has spent all the time and put all the patience in place. Why would I walk the path again? The time to get the map is before you hit the woods. So get a coach, start learning. You need not make all the mistakes. You need not spend so much money. Someone has done that. That's the shortcut to success. A coach is your shortcut to succeed in trading and investing. Get a coach right away.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. Don't forget to click the follow button and the bell icon to keep up with Josh. You could also click the three dots and then the share button to send a dose of inspiration and Josh to your friends and family. We hope that today's episode encourages you to take action and achieve your goals, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Josh Talks podcast with me, Siddhant Nag.